So we are going to start with question number 4, which deals with the sugya of Salik es Mino, Kamishaino, and the Gether of Din of Bittul Beruv and Bittul Beshishim. So in question number 4, so we ask, right, what's the Din of Salik es Mino, Kamishaino, which is brought in the Gemara? So what? How do we explain that din? So the way we explain that din is that when we have a, at least for Rabbi Yehuda, right, when we have a tarobis of min, umino, and she'ino mino as well, right, three items, right? We have min of iser, min of heter, and then she'ino mino, which is also heter. So we are basically supposed to pretend that the mino shel heter is gone. Right, and then we're going to be mevatel the iser v'she'ino mino. Right, because min b'mino is not batel. Right, so don't pay attention to the tarubis of min b'mino. Right, disregard the mino shel heter, be mevatel in the she'ino mino, and then it'll be fine. It'll take care of all the problems that we have. The Rashba is mechadish something here. However, he says that the din of salik is also aliba derabanan in the case of nishbach, right? But that case, it's going to be flipped. Right? Then of nishbach, we have a suffix shishim. So we say salik es she'eno mino, right? Don't pay attention to the she'eno mino. Only pay attention to the min and the mino, because it's a suffix derabanan. Because shishim is derabanan, we're going to say we're going to be omed on the deraisa and be mevatel min b'mino berov. Right, so the minimino will be mevatel barov, it'll be mispatel, and we'll call it a day. However, the Shach B'Shem the Maharshal asks a question on this Rashba. He asks a question on the Rashba. He says, in the case of Rabbi Yehuda, right, the Isser is B'Shishin. Right, but you can't be mevatel, right, because the min b'mino is not batel. So when you remove the mino, shel heter, then you can be mevatel, because you already have the shishim. And once you're mevatel, the min shel iser, it then won't be a problem in the min b'mino. You take care of everything. However, in the case of the Rabbanon, to be mesalik the she'eno mino, that only helps you with the taroves min b'mino to be mevatel barov. But you still haven't taken care of your tarubis min b'she'ino mino. Right? There's still a suffix shishim. Right? There's still a problem there. So what's the Rashba saying? So the Shach answers that it must be that salik only works for the rabbanon for the tarubis min b'mino, but not for the tarubis min b'she'ino mino, which is still aser. So he qualifies the chiddush with the Rashba. Yeah, the Rashba says a chiddush, it's not as big as we thought it was. The Taz, however, says that this question that the Shach is asking B'Shem the Maharshal on the Rashba, it's not a question b'chlal. Taz says, once you're mevatel min b'mino, when you're mesalik the she'eno mino, and you're mevatel the min b'mino b'rov, so what's going on here? It must be that once you're mevatel, there's no iser at all. Right, it turns into heter mamish, and it's not going to be oser as she'eno mino less than shishin, because there's no more iser. Once you're mevatel, there's no more iser. It's not a problem. That's how the Taz answers. The explanation for this, the Be'er Hadavar, is that the Rashba is saying that the geder of bittul beruv, right, is that you can say that this chaticha is heter, right? When we had the machlokas, the Rashi and the Rashba about bittul beruv, so the Rashba said that the geder bittul beruv is all about, you can look at this individual piece and say that this piece is shel heter, right? As opposed to the Rush, who said that it's kula hofech lios heter, right? So what the Taz is saying is that the Rashba must say that his geder hadin of bittul beruv is only a chumra derabanan. But he's moded to the Rush on a Doraisa level, right? That it's kula hofech lios heter. And that's why he can say, and that's why the Taz can say for the Rash, to answer for the Rashba here, that it's Hufech Lios Heter. Right? The Min Bemino was Batel, and therefore it's Hufech Lios Heter. So when the She'eno Mino comes back into play after we're Salik, right, it's not a problem anymore because there's nothing left of Isser. So the Prichadash explains the Marshal why he didn't want to say like the Taz, because he says that that he must think that the Rashba is saying his Shita like through and through. The Rashba is not molded to the Rush about Kula Hovich Lios Heter, right? The Marshal doesn't say like it has because he's not sober that the Geder din of Bittul Baruah was that it's Kula Hovich Lios Heter. He must assume that it's something else. Right? Maybe he assumes like that the Rashba says the Hishita totally through. It's not just the Chomer Darabanan, it's even on a Daraisa level.
Assumption, basically,
yeah. On a Doraisa level, yeah, it's too big of a stretch. I mean, the Rashba said what the Rashba said to qualify the Rashba like that's a bit of a stretch. Yeah. Okay. So, moving on in that sugya, right, we spoke about the Geder Din of Bittul B'Shishim. So the Rav explained that there are two ways to understand the Geder Hadin of Bittul B'Shishim and Atarovas Lach B'Lach Min B'She'in Omina. If it hasn't twisted your tongue yet, maybe you'll start twisting your tongue now. He says there are two ways to understand. The first is that when you're Mevatel B'Shishim and Atarovas Lach B'Lach Min B'She'in Omina, it's that you're creating a Siluk Tam Ha'Isser B'Metzius. Right, you're trying to get rid of the Tama Isser from existence right now. That's one derech when you're Mevatel B'Shishim. That's what you're doing. You'd be Mevatel the Tam. The second way to understand is that Bittul B'Shishim is really Midin Bittul Baruv. It's just a super roof, as Rebbe like to say. It's a super roof. You know, put a resh on your chest, you know, super roof. Okay, fine, whatever. Right, so those are really the two drachim in how to understand what's going on in Bittul B'Shishim. And we have four nafkaminas based on the shayla that the Rav brings. The first is we have a machlokes of basar taima or basar shema, basar shema zlina, or shema. It's not shema like maybe, it's shema like shame. So the Shach says that it's Basar Taima, whereas the Ramah says that it's Basar Shema Azlina. So, according to the first Pshat, that it's all about Siluk Tame Eser B'Metzias, right, so it's pretty Pashut, right, that it's Basar Taima Azlina, right, everything's based on the Tam. So we'd say that the Shach would hold, like, that first Derech, that it's all about Siluk Tam Eser B'Metzias. The Ramah says, right, it's Mistaber that it's Basar Shema, because it's all telling whether the item is Batal or not, whether it's there or not, if the Shem is Batal. So we could say Basar Shema, right, if it's all about Super Rov, right, then that's going to be about the Shem, because we have to be Mevatel the Shem, you have to be Mevatel whatever's going on right here. It's not just about the Tam, it's about being Mevatel the Shem. Right, especially if this is parenthetically, I'm saying that especially if you hold like the Rush that it's kula hofech lios heter, meaning the mir, it's like it's not there, right? Then we'd certainly say that because then there's a real bittul hashem. If there's a bittul barov, right? Then if bittul b'shishim is just a din in bittul barov, then it's all about the shame and what's going on there. So we'd say that maybe the machlokes, the Shach and the Ramah, is based on the two different drachim that we have going on in bittul b'shishim. The second afkamina is Bittul B'Shishim and Atarovas Min B'She'in Omino Yavish B'Yavish. Is that Daraisa? Or do you need to be Mevatel B'Shishim Daraisa or Darabanan? So the Shach says that there is no time near Gash here. And therefore, you only need a Shisha Midr Rabbanan. And that would make sense with what the Shach said previously and with the first derech of how to understand that it's all about Siluk Tama Iser B'Mitzias. Right? That we can... That's how we're mevatel. You only need a shishim midr rabbanon because if the tam's not there anymore, so you certainly don't need it on the deraisa level because it's all about the tam, whether the tam is there or not. However, the Tosfos says that you need shishim even midar isa. Right? Why? Because that's the shear of bittel barov, and without it, it's not going to be batel. So you need a shishim midar isa. Right, you need the super row to mivata. The Tosa says you need Doraisa. Yeah, so Machlo is Tosa in the Shach. So Tosa says that you need the Shishim, even need Doraisa. Right, because it's the super, it's a din in Bittel Barov. And the third Nafkamina is if there is no Tama Isser Nirgash when the Kfela tastes it. So again, very similar. Right, do we need shishim or not? So Tosa says that you don't. Right? Why don't you need it? Because he's sober, like the first derech. There's already a seal of katam. But Rashi says, you do need it. Because Rashi is sober like both these dinim. Right? As the Rav explained, that Rashi holds up both these dinim. So in a Hanami, that there's no tam anymore, but you need more. You need to be mevatel with a super rove. And therefore, you need shishim even if there's no tam nirgash l'kfela. And the fourth nafkamina is... What? Tosos. Don't ask me how that Tosos and the other Tosos shtim. Don't ask. Don't ask. I said don't ask. Yeah. I just thought of the question myself. Don't ask. Okay? Huh? You asked Nishir? I don't know. Not going through the sugyas. Okay? Fourth nafkamina is the Rashba by Salik must hold like the second derek that you need a super rov. Right? And Bittul B'Shishim is Bichlal Bittul B'Rov. Because after you have a Bittul B'Rov, Midoraisa, Taroves min b'mino, right? You don't need min b'shein omino to be mevatel because you're already mevatel, right? That was at least the way that Taz understood the Rashba. We can say that the Rashba holds like the second derech here. They need the super rove. As opposed to the Shach. The Shach may have explained it a little bit differently, but that seems the Rashba seems to hold that. That the Rashba by Salik holds like the second derech here, especially if you hold like the Taz.
How is the Shach by Tom? Where does he really talk about
Tom? He doesn't say anything about it necessarily. I just said that maybe the Shach would disagree. I don't know for sure. I said maybe, but what the Rashba is saying, right by Salik, right? What did we say the Rashba said by Salik? That it also applies to the Rabbanon. And then we asked the question, and the Taz gave an answer that really it's not a question that you still have the problem of the min b'she'en omino, right? Because once you're mevatel, it's gone. So it must be that he's holding like the second derech here. They need a super rov. Because bittul b'shishim is b'chlal bittul b'rov. Because once you have a bittul b'rov, midoraisa and taroves min b'mino, right? You don't need min b'she'en omino to be mevatel anymore because there's nothing to be mevatel anymore. There's no problem anymore. Fine. Okay. Moving towards the next sugya of Chaticha Nasis Nevela B'Shari Surin. Hold off. We're going to be fine. And Chaticha Nasis Nevela B'Tarov is Lach B'Lach. But we're going to be okay. It's Hanan, but we're going to be okay. So, we had the Shitos of the Rashbam and the Ri. The Rashbam says that if Melach is Balua Midam, right? The melech took out all the blood, took the blood when you were meliach. So is that batel b'shishim or not? So the Rashbam says that it's not batel b'shishim. The melech is aser ba'atzmo, and it's not batel as long as the tam is nirgash. The Adavram explains that he's saying like Rabbeinu Tam, that Hanan is midin tam ki'ikr, and it's hofich lios iser. And Hanan b'shari surim is doraisa. The Ri, however, says that batel b'shishim, that it is batel b'shishim. Right? It's only no same tam up until shishim. Once you have more than shishim, it's batel. And he doesn't want to explain the Adavram, because if Hanan b'shari surim is aser doraisa, then it's not going to be batel b'shishim. So therefore, he doesn't want to say that Hanan b'shari surim is. He doesn't want to say like the Adavram that like Rabbeinu Tam. He wants to give a different shot. And the Rub explains the Ri. Yeah, the Rub explains that what the Ri is saying is that it's a din legabe the sheer bittel. Right? Even midoraisa, bittel is enough. Midorabanan, however, you need the bittel kol hachaticha, and not just the iser itself, but even the carrier of the iser. Right? That's the Rav's yisod, that you need to mevatel the carrier of the iser. And his makar is Rav Shela, I believe. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the makar min haTorah, right, that the Rav brings is Zerob Shela. Right, that you have to mevatel the carrier of the iser. And that's one shita that can be explained by this yisod, that you need to mevatel the carrier of the iser. Right, the mandomer Zerob Shela b'shishim, right? You're Meshayer, the Keneged, the Basar, and the Atzamos of the Zoro, because you have to Mevatel the Atzamos as well. Not just the meat, the Atzamos as well, because they're the carrier of the Isser. That's one Shita. We have two more Shitas that can be explained. The Shita of the Mordechai. The Mordechai says that you can't be Machshir a Kli, like a Kli Cheres, so then you need to be Mevatel the Kli, because the Kli is the Machzik HaIsser. So you can't just be Mevatel whatever is on the Kli, but you have to be Mevatel the Kli as well. If you want to use that kli again. And a third shita is the shita of the Ravid, which we're going to explain in the next question, which is about a taruvus lach belach b'mamish. So, right, the case is that if yayin nesach fell into a bore of yayin, which was mutter, and yayin, we know that yayin nesach is aser b'mashu, but what if afterwards water fell into the bore? Until there's shishim in the mayim, keneged the yayin nesach. Right? Is that mevatel or not? We say it is. It's mevatel midin salik. And the question is, why don't we say chaticha nases nevela? Right? And therefore, all the wine's going to be usser. And you need shishim in the mayim, keneged all of the wine that's there, the yayin isser and the yayin heter. So, Tosfos, really Rabbeinu Tam, says that we don't say chaticha nasis nevela unless it's tam kicker, and the yayin heter is only nesar b'mashu here. There's no chaticha nasis nevela there at all. So therefore, you're only going to need to mevatel the yayin nesach. Rabbeinu Ephraim says very pasha that there's no chaticha nasis nevela b'shari surim, only by basar b'chalav, and yayin nesach would fall into shari surim. So therefore, there's not going to be chaticha nasis nevela there, and you're going to be fine with the shishim in the mayim keneged just the ayin nesach. The Ravid says that there's no chaticha nasis nevela b'shari sumen taruvus lach b'lach b'mamish. This case is lach b'lach b'mamish, right? It's actual liquid and liquid, not like liquid and solid, or you know, any combination where there's some sort of liquid form, as opposed to meaning lach b'lach, meaning not yavish b'yavish. This is real lach b'lach. And the Rebbe says there's no chaticha nases nevela there. And the Rebbe wouldn't say like his shita, even maker hadin, by basar b'chalav. Right? There's chanan, right? Chaticha nases nevela by basar b'chalav. And even in a tarubis lach b'lach b'mamish. And the Shach explains that this is mashma from the question of our Gemara. Right, the question says, right, if it's an Eshel Sachto is Aser, so the Chalav is Nevela, and it's Oser B'mashehu, and it's Nevela B'mino. So we see that there is Chanan in Alach B'lach B'mamish. And the Rav explains that the Chiluk is that by Basar B'chalav, the Lachus is the Gufa Isser, and therefore it's Chanan, and you need a Bittel. But by Sha'ari Surim, right, and therefore you need a Bittel on everything. I mean, whatever was Nasas Nevela, you need a Bittel on everything. But by Sha'ari Surim, in the Tarovis of Lach B'lach, B'mamish, it's only Tarovis. It's not, there's no Machzika Isser, there's no carrier of the Isser here. Right, there's not, you don't need to Mivata that. It's just a big mixture. Right, and therefore there's no Chatecha Nasas Nevela. Right, this idea of Machzika Isser is only Shayach by Sha'ari Surim, not by Basar B'chalav. By Basar B'chalav, it's always Chatecha Nasas Nevela. But by Sha'ari Surim, it's not necessarily the case. And there's not going to be Chatecha Nasas Nevela, but Tzatarovis Lach B'lach B'mamish. So moving on to question number 8. Or in other terms, the sugya of Hagalas Kalim. So we asked what the difference is. Well, just to explain the case first, right, that if a kezias of basar fell into a boiling pot, chalav, even though the basar is bolei chalav, it's not pulling back into the chalav. So the question is, what's the difference between this case and Hagala, where you have the Mayim Roschim, where that's maflit, the blia that's in the kli? So Rashi says there's a chiluk between Ochel and Kalin. Right, the blia in a Kalin is not so strong. The blia in the Kalin is not so strong. And therefore, it's going to be pulate in Mayim Roschim. But by Ochel, by food, this piece of meat, right, the blia is strong. And therefore, it's only going to be pulley once it's nach mirasicha. That's why it's not going to be pulley in the boiling pot. You can just pull it right out, and nothing. It's going to be fine because it's not pulley. Because there's a stronger blia. It takes more to be pulley. Huh? You need to wait for Rashi. You need to wait till after the boiling stops, and then it'll be pulley. But it's all about Kalim versus Achil. Ochel is about how strong the blia is. Rabbeinu Tam says that Nivla Bala Mifla Lo Polit is saying that it's not polite what it was Nivla right now. But it is polite what it was Bolea from before. So by Kalim, it's Niflat whatever it was Bolea before. Kagal's Kalim, you're just trying to get stuff out. You're not trying to put anything in. So it's pulley from the kli, whatever was there before, and that's how Hagala works. But by the Ochel here, right, it's not pulley what it was just bolei. It was just bolei the chalav. It's not going to be pulley the chalav right now. It's only going to be pulley if it had something in there before. So it would only be problematic if this piece of meat already had some milk in it. But it didn't. The Ramban gives a third pshat. Says that it's about the chiluk between the different mashkim, right? By kalim, right? You're doing hagala in water, right? And water, it's water dafka, right? Only water is maflit, right? It's maflit and it's not mavliya, and therefore hagala's kalim works. But in our case with the chalav, right? It's mavliya as well and poli in roschim, and therefore it's going to be. And therefore, it would be usser. Right, it's meaning it's the chalav is mavliya. The mayim is poli, but the chalav is mavliya. So, from the Ramban, we see two chidushim. You have a chidush l'chumra and a chidush l'kula. The chidush l'chumra from the Ramban is that you can only view Hagalas Kalin. You can only be Makshir Kalin in water. Right, water is the only drink, the only liquid, that is only going to be polite and not Mavliya. The Chiddush Lakula is that you can be Makshir Kli and a Kli Shalisser. But because the Mayim is only poly, so there's not going to be any Bliya here. So even if you're Makshir and a Kli Shal Isser, that Isser that's going to be polyate from that Kli is not going to be Nivla into that Kli Shal Heter that you're trying to be do Hagal on. So you can even be Makshir and a Kli Shal Isser because there's no Bliya whatsoever.
You could just dip it in and that would be enough. Isn't that another pool?
That you can just dip it in for a second.
Yeah.
It's possible. I mean,
but that you can just dip it in, you mean actually leave it there because the water isn't pulled the iser back into the tarot back into the water. You just could dip it in for 2 seconds to take that big pool.
I mean, you still need time for it to do for it to be holy. Meaning it's not necessarily 2 seconds. Meaning it's a few, however long it takes for it to be polite. I mean, it's a lot of dafka 2 seconds, but it is a short amount of time, correct. But I think this is a much starker kula, right? That you can use a kli shel iser to do hagala for this kli, because it's only polite, it's not balea. There's obviously much more in that sugya, but we're gonna try to stay focused here. Moving to the next sugya, the machlokas Rav and Levi, and the din bishalach or bishal of Asar B'chalav. So, we spoke about potentially separating the iser of Basar B'chalav, right? And there's going to be an iser of Basar B'chalav and Chalav B'basar, that potentially you can split into two. And the question is, can the iser Basar B'chalav be chal on Chalav if the iser is not chal on the Basar? So, according to the Rambam, it can't. There's only one iser here, right? If it's not chal on the basar, it can't be chal on the chalav. But we don't make that chiluk, right? The Rambam says by the iser chalav b'chalav, right? Chalav b'chalav. The Rambam says that you're going to get malchus for eating the chalav, and because the Rambam separates the iser achila and the iser bishul by basar b'chalav, you're also going to get malchus for the bishul basar b'chalav. But you're not going to get any malchus for the achila basar b'chalav because ein iser chal al iser. The question is, though, if we can separate, right? If you can separate the basar b'chalav and the chal b'basar, and there are two separate isurim going on here, quote unquote. So then, why can't we also give you malchus for the achila of basar b'chalav? Because the chalav, at least, I hear you want to say in iser chal al iser, you're not going to get malchus for the chalav with the chalav, because there's already an iser chalav there. What about the chalav that has a bliya from the chalav? That should be basar b'chalav. You should get malchus for that as well. So evidently, the Rambam doesn't say that you get malchus for that. So evidently, the Rambam says there's only one iser going on here. You can't have one without the other. You can't do that. It's really all one iser. And then obviously connects to the machlokes Rav and Levi. Rav says that you need a shear from each, a shear shalim from the chalav and a shear shalim from the basar, because Rav says that you can have two different isurim, quote unquote. However, Levi says that even a chatzi zayis chalav and a chatzi zayis basar, you don't need a shear shalim. Why? Because there's only one isur going on here. There's a hitzarfus here, and the Rambam even paskins like Levi. There's really only one iser basar b'chalav. That's really what's going on. We then spoke about ein bishul achar bishul or bishul achar bishul. So Rabbeinu Gershom, this is question number 10. Rabbeinu Gershom says that the case of the Gemara is where you take a chatzi zayis mizeh and a chatzi zayis mizeh after they were already nisbashel, then you mevashel them again together, and you're not loke. So you're not loke. Why? Rabbeinu Gershom says because ein bishul achar bishul basar b'chalav. So we see from Rabbeinu Gershon, there's no Bishul and Basar B'chalav. Okay? We can explain this in two ways. The first is the way that the Rav explained the Rashba. The Rashba says that there's no Bishul Achar Bishul. That's a Didn Kol Torah Kula, not just by Shabbos. Therefore, even by Basar B'chalav, if you already did a Bishul, if you're Mavashal, again, you're going to be Pater. However, we might also even be able to say, even if you say that that there is Bishul Achar Bishul in the rest of the Torah, aside from Shabbos, the way the Rambam explains, because the Rambam has this Sfar of Meleches Machsheves, that it has to be Meleches Machsheves, it's unique to Shabbos. And if you're not doing anything, right, if you already did a Bishul, you're not doing anything, you're not going to be Chayev. But the rest of the Torah, there is Bishul Achar Bishul. Right, there might be a svar to say that by Basar B'chalav there's no Bishul Achar Bishul. Right, the Isser Bishul Basar B'chalav is to make a Chetza of Basar B'chalav. So, after you make a Chetza, there's no Bishul Achar Bishul because you're not doing anything if you're Mevashel again. The Nafkamina, I think, is Bishul Achar Bishul B'Shabbos. If there's no Bishul, Achar Bishul, if that's not a Din B'Kol Torah Kula, right, if ain't Bishul Achar Bishul is a Din B'Kol Torah Kula, like the Rashba, so then after your Mevashel Kemachal Ben Drusai, if you're Mevashel afterwards, you're Putter. But if you hold like the Rambam, that it's a special Din by Shabbos, really there is, but Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul B'Kol Torah Kula. But by Shabbos, ain't Bishul Achar Bishul. So to be chayav on Shabbos, you have to have malachas nach Shabbos. There has to be a chashivus. So even if you're mevashel kemachal ben drusai, you can be over on bishul b'Shabbos because you're making the food better for mevashel it again. That's potentially the nafkamina. Yeah. Just to repeat. So if you say that Ein Bishul Achar Bishul is a Din Kol Torah Kula, right, like the Rashba. So then, once there's a Bishul, even a Bishul Kol Torah, a Bishul Kamachal Ben Drusai, after that, there's not going to be any Bishul anymore. You're going to be putter if you do another Bishul. If you hold like the Rambam, they're really Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul. Just that by Shabbos, you have an extra Din of, right, there's Ein Bishul Achar Bishul because of Meleches Machsheves. So if it's Mispashal Kamachal Ben Drusai, there can even be another Bishul after that. Because there's still Meleches Machsheves there. That means in the special. Let's leave Rashi out of this. Okay. So the Chassam Sofer says that perhaps we can answer a different question. Right? Why do you need a shear kezias in the bishul? Right? A shear kezias is only ba'achila. And he answers that if the iser is to make a chefza di sura and a davar chashuv, so then you need the shear of the chefza even in the bishul. Right? If that's the meaning, if we say like this yisod, right? Then that's why you're going to need a shear of kezias even in the bishul. And we said that may have potentially been a riot to the Kesef Mishnah, that it's a siag la'achila, Bishul is a siag la'achila. Right, we said potentially it could have been a riot for the Kesef Mishnah. Let's veer away from that for now. That's getting into a lot of old sugyas. Good chazara though. Now, what about Shitas Rashi? What does Rashi say in all of this? Who Rashi? What Rashi? So Rashi, what does Rashi say about Bishul Achar Bishul Basar B'Chalav? So Lachor Rashi is sober like the Rambam, right? And he says that there is Bishul Achar Bishul by Shari Surim and even by Basar B'Chalav, not like Rabbeinu Gershom. What's the Raya? So this is a Shtarker Raya. Potentially, it's from the Gemara on Kuf Aleph Beis, I believe, where we said there's an Isser Ha'Allah. You can't be Ola al Shulchan Basar and Chalav. Why? because maybe you're going to mevashel them by ilfas rasayach. So lechora, the meat and milk items that you brought onto the table initially were already cooked. There was already a bishel not on there. So now you can't bring them onto the shulchan because maybe you're going to be mevashel them again and then you're going to be over in iser. But I thought there's a bishel achar bishel. So therefore, Rashi says it must be that yesh bishel achar bishel even by baser b'chalav. And you see that can't happen from that case on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. I can't.